News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel's killing of Hamas's top leader is a dramatic turning point in the Israel-Hamas war. Yahya Sinwar was the mastermind of the group's brutal attack against Israel last October. Reaction from Mideast analyst Nomi Bar-Yakov.
Israel's prime goal, declared goal, an actual goal, was to take out the leadership of Hamas and the military capabilities of Hamas. So 23 out of 24 battalions have been dismantled, and the vast majority of the senior commanders have been killed, assassinated.
President Biden, who met with European leaders in Germany today, said that Israel's killing of Sinwar proves that terrorists cannot escape justice no matter how long it takes. Also at SRNNews.com, Texas put a stop to last night's planned execution of Robert Roberson. He was scheduled to be the first person executed in the U.S. over shaken baby syndrome. But several lawmakers said Roberson is innocent. Experts are recommending fundamental changes at the Secret Service following the assassination attempt on Donald Trump this summer. Former White House Homeland Security Advisor Francis Townsend says an independent review panel supports bringing in brand new leadership.
The idea here is to have fresh thinking, both about tactics and techniques, but also culture, because we believe that culture is a matter of leadership. And so they need a fresh start across the board, not just culture, but also tactics, technically, etc.
More than 5 million people signed up for Netflix over the past 3 months, but the rate of growth for the video streaming service has slowed dramatically. Even so, the company posted strong revenue and profit. This is SRN News. Britain has outlawed prayer, says SRN's Michael Harrington.
At least outside abortion clinics, a man has been found guilty by a court in Dorset of praying silently outside a clinic because he was inside the buffer zone that was recently established by the government. The court found Adam Smith Connor guilty of, quote, disapproval of abortion. He will not be sentenced unless he violates the law again. Pro-life and free speech critics say the United Kingdom has now essentially outlawed prayer and belief, at least in certain locations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Mississippi judge has dismissed a lawsuit that challenged a potential conflict between a 2022 state law that bans most abortions and a 1998 state Supreme Court ruling that said abortion is guaranteed in the Mississippi Constitution. The judge decided that the American Association of Pro-Life OBGYNs lacks legal standing. This is SRN News. There's been a big recall of certain fire pits.
Nearly 90,000 tabletop fire pits are being recalled after flames shooting out of them resulted in a handful of serious burn injuries. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the Coulson-branded fire pits, which are designed to hold fires by burning liquid alcohol, pose a flame-jetting hazard. That could happen when a user is refilling the container and fire flashes back and propels the burning alcohol. So far, there have been 19 burn injuries. Most of the fire pits under recall were sold at major retailers like Amazon.com, Wayfair, Walmart, and Sharper Image. I'm Shelley Adler.
The CEO of the struggling CVS drugstore chain has resigned. Company shares are down 19% this year, and 3,000 workers have been laid off. More details at SRNNews.com.